went to Yellowstone, it was really upsetting because I missed a whole bunch of Daily Deadpools because I didn't have coverage in Yellowstone.
Nice. So you get for being a fucking hippie.
You mean an outdoor adventurer?
Adventurer? I'm pretty sure that's all been pretty well explored at this point by various other tourist hippies like yourself.
Two people died in the backcountry while we were there.
Yeah,
in the backcountry.
How many people died in the city while you were gone?
That's true. That's true. Probably at least three.
Yeah. Isn't urban exploration the new hotness?
I would love to go through some of the deep tunnels of Cincinnati with Matt. Your deep tunnels. I would like to urban explore.
Those have already been explored.
Well, is there anything left, Indy? Is there anything left? Like what?
The outer space.
No.
Man, it's the final frontier.
Mars.
I mean, I have been exploring some TNG on Netflix.
Nice. I've just started Frasier.
Just go home. For fuck's sake.
Salad and scrambled eggs.
And half Frasier, half Kirby Enthusiasm each day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a weird mix. I've been watching nothing but Kirby Enthusiasm. It's really weird.
I thought you said Kirby Enthusiasm, and I thought this was like some kind of weird Nintendo cartoon about Kirby and being enthusiastic.
That'd be a good idea. Just like Kirby Enthusiasm, but instead of Larry David, it's Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just eats things. Is that what Kirby does?
No, it's just Kirby Enthusiasm.
Kirby Enthusiasm.
Kirby, yeah.
Gets into awkward social situations and then eats everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm really excited. Like, this is a funeral. And everybody's like, dude, slow your roll, Kirby. And he's like, delicious. Like,
when I'm at the gym, that's what I turn on my phone. It's Kirby Enthusiasm.
Kirby Enthusiasm?
Yep.
Yeah. You just start pounding some food at the gym. People are like, I don't, what? And you're like, I got to bulk up. I thought Ryan wanted to get on here, but he walked away.
Ryan, are you still here?
Ryan, do you want to get on, Ryan? Ryan?
What is he doing? Is he shitting again?
Probably. Oh, Ryan, here you go. Ryan, do you want to sit here in this chair? I've been warming it. Here's Ryan to be really offensive.
That was a really funny joke and everything, but that was actually Ryan that was talking right now.
What?
Not Danny. No. We
what?
Fourth wall, Matt.
Come what?
On. We totally tricked you listeners.
Oh, my God. It tricked me. I was playing on my phone the entire time, and I didn't look up.
I guarantee you, every one of our lady listeners knew it wasn't Danny instantly.
I think we doubted it. My fooled Matt.
Like, my pussy's not wet. Matt, what's going on?
Exactly.
Are you guys leaving?
Good night, gents. The door shall be locked before you return.
My voice still sounds bad.
It sounds better than
that's
whatever's
new.
Going on.
You guys are full of jokes tonight.
Yeah. We're just cutting that whole part out, I assume.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We're going to need content, so probably not.
No, no, God,
Matt's
yes. No, we are done. I would rather not have an episode than that.
Okay. He's going to get all hurt if I cut it out.
He doesn't listen.
Sometimes he does.
Maybe.
Or at least he lies to me that he does.
Yeah, no, he's good.
So, how's everybody's week?
Really good.
Pretty good. Hectic.
Really good.
Opening a store this weekend. My big opening. So
I got the day off work, so I'm ready to party.
Ready to come up and play some games, eat some pizza, drink some burgers.
It's a Saturday, so I have the day off work by default.
Nice. So, just if you do want to order pizza, just shoot me a message sometime this week of how much you need.
All right. Will do.
I can need you to knock off 25-35% somewhere in there.
Sweet. I just assumed you'd steal the pizzas. That was the deal.
One or two pizzas I could probably like swing, but I'm probably going to need like 8 bags of pizza.
Steal all the pizzas.
Taking the Facebook group as an indication of attendance, it's going to be pretty cool up in her.
Oh, man. Danny is sitting here fucking big leaguing us with his MPR intern shirt on.
I saw that.
The fuck?
Did you really intern there?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, it sucked.
We're like 80 episodes in, and then he just drops on you that he interned at National Public Radio.
Did you meet Marianne Zalesnik?
I'm sure it's been in the podcast like 5 or 6 times.
I don't think it has.
No?
No, I don't think we've ever talked about it.
I've never heard about it.
I would have remembered that.
Yeah.
I was interning in their IT department, so it wasn't terribly exciting. It's not
You don't have to lead with that, Danny. You could just leave it at I interned at NPR. God damn it. Cut that part out so people think that we have an NPR intern.
We need some legitimate backing on scale here.
Fuck. This is why you were in the intern department, or in the The IT department, Danny.
Yeah.
Shit like this.
See, Matt's the seasoned tech guy. You're like the veteran, and me and James are just the rogue talent that comes in off the street.
Well, maybe. Maybe one of us. I'm kidding.
Hilarious.
I'm kidding. So, are we going to get Gears of War this week? Are you going to get Gears of War?
Gears of War?
The remake or whatever?
Yeah. Oh. I was thinking about getting it.
Yeah,
I played through the first three, and I played through them. It's co-op. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's a very good co-op game.
They messaged me on Xbox Live about joining the beta, and I had downloaded everything and stuff, and I just never ended up playing it at all.
Yeah. It only lasted about 4 days.
So. Oh yeah,
I played a couple matches.
Interesting.
It was okay. What all comes in that ultimate collection? Is it just the first game redone, or is it?
No, it's all of them.
I think it's all of them. I don't know if they're all redone, but
it's definitely the first three, because I was watching the trailer today and I'm like, I remember all those boss fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Judgment probably isn't in there because it was a different developer.
I think so, yeah. I don't know. I actually never played Judgment.
I haven't played Judgment.
I think
Judgment
it was like either. A free
was that the
download?
One where you're a little girl?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a free download on Xbox 360. I just haven't gotten back around to it yet.
As a neckbeard gamer, I mean, why, who don't want to play as a girl? Girls are stupid in video games. I know she's just a video game character, but I'm going to send her messages threatening to rape her. God, what was I fucking... I was reading something, and I think it was on fucking... like HuffPo or New York Times when they brought up Gamergate, and then like in parentheses, a movement based on threatening women with rape. I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
They're just begging for trolls.
No, I didn't play Judgment though. It looked cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. They had the flashback game mechanic in there. That was really cool.
I feel like it's going to be a very boring podcast on video games until Fallout 4 comes out. But that November's going to be crazy because you get Fallout 4 and you get Battlefront in the same fucking week. It's going to be insane. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, the same week. I logged into, I got back on Witcher 3 for like 2 or 3 hours. And I'm level 16, actually. What level are you, Matt?
I'm level 14 now.
Man, you're so slow.
I'm literally only 10% less than you.
I haven't played the game in like 3 weeks, though.
I play like an hour, 2 hours a night.
He also has a family, two children. Is Bruce falling in? Like he's a busy man, dude.
Yeah, starting my band back up.
Getting the band back together.
Yeah.
How's practice? You guys have practice, right?
No, not yet. We're going to try to do it next Sunday.
What's your band called?
May not happen at all. Bourbon Legends.
Bourbon Legends.
Ooh, I like that.
How many members?
5 to 6 if the fiddle guy shows up.
The fiddle guy.
Do you think the fiddle guy will show, or is it classic fiddle guy?
I don't know. He's weird.
Does he listen to the show? Should we not be talking about the fiddle guy?
I don't know if he listens to the show or not. Yeah. But last time he left to go to AmeriCorps, like totally left the band, like... You're just starting to get some local notoriety, and like he was like, "I'm going to AmeriCorps." And
now,
is it AmeriCorps where they send like poor people?
I think they send you to help poor people.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were like also poor, and then you went, and it was just like a reciprocal thing.
I actually don't know that.
I thought it was like what was like in high school where they would send those kids to live in a home, and instead of like high school,
like a
what?
Called
like a youth home, like
kind of, but it was like a work program where they like train you for a job or whatever, and you're like 16. Oh, I forget, just because I had one of my friends who was like, he was the punk rock kid, and he had to go to that
like a vocational school,
kind of, but it's like a program that they send, like
a boarding vocational school.
Now, with him being a fiddle player, is it stereotypical for me to assume that the only thing he plays is different renditions of "Devil Went Down to Georgia"?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Like, no matter what song it is, it's always got that tone.
So we almost had to not edit out another segment. Yeah. Almost.
Now, what do you do in the band?
Play guitar and sing.
Nice.
Shut up. That's awesome. Yeah. So it'll be cool if it happens.
Awesome.
It's been like 10 years. Everybody's all old and fat.
It's a way to do it.
Not everybody, but many of us.
I bet you Faith wants you back in the spandex pants on stage. Yeah. Shirtless with a necktie on.
Yeah. That's how she found me.
There you go.
Yeah, a little yellow cowboy hat. I don't know if I'm going to try to put together the other part that we attempted to do, but we're recording in the new game store that James has recently purchased called Arkham House Games.
Yes. That was it. You would know because the sign guy is not here yet. By this weekend, there'll be things and signs and stuff. He's doing some vinyl like prints for the windows and shit too.
Yeah, it's a really nice space. A lot more open. Yeah. It's not my dining room.
Yeah.
With like little kids' toys all over the ground that we keep kicking and wants us to spell words for it.
Drunken frat boys outside listening to country music and throwing footballs at the house.
Denting people's hoods.
Trying to BOGO at the pizza I bring.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's nice.
Cool. What have you been playing, Matt?
Witcher.
The witchest?
The witchiest.
Have you beaten it yet?
Nope. Like I just said, I'm only level like 14, and Danny's level 16.
Yep.
I haven't even left Velen yet.
I'm in Novigrad.
Have you played anything, Danny? Just Hearthstone.
I played Hearthstone. I played Heroes of the Storm. Just general, our computer and Witcher games.
What about you, Mish?
I have played absolutely nothing this week.
Yeah.
Just because getting Charlie ready for school and stuff, been busy. But I have a full week off ahead of me, so I'm looking forward to doing a lot of gaming.
Y'all headed out?
Yes.
Sweet. I'll see you Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, I won't be here till after.
That's cool.
Just trying to steal your shit.
Going on. AJ is actually a master miniatures painter, for real. Like, he's really good, so I've conned him into painting that for me. So nice. I can demo the game to people. Because it looks nicer when you're demoing a game when the pieces are painted. So.
And I am stealing.
And then he's stealing that, but he's going to demo that to people,
it's
too.
It's also a false advertising, because they'll go like, oh, these pieces look really nice. And you go like, yeah, you should buy the game.
Yeah. You could paint like this, too.
After years and years of practice.
All right.
See ya.
Take it easy, duders.
See you later, gents.
See you, REM.
Is that an automatic to the people tour shirt?
I have no idea. I'm not that cool.
I don't think so. I think it's more, I think that's, was it Monsters?
Yeah,
I think it's Monsters. See you guys. Bye.
Oh.
All right.
I feel a lot more comfortable now.
Yeah, it's weird doing it with in front of people.
In front of people.
Yeah.
To get over that if we're going to do it live.
I don't think we're doing it live.
Let's get drunk.
I don't think I have a problem doing it in front of people. I just think I have a problem with doing it in front of Ryan O'Leary. I kind of have to I'm trying to get into the zone and stuff. I also kind of have to keep my eye on him because you don't know when he's just going to run up and lick the back of your head or something.
Try to stick something up your ass.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were getting a dowel rod to the back of the leg.
I
thought for sure it was happening.
So we haven't played anything. I haven't played anything really. I played a little bit of Hearthstone. Just been getting the game store set up and playing actual games. If everything had went to plan today, I was going to have a game that we could play before the podcast, like a 30-minute game, which would have been real fun. But we did not anticipate having to build things and set shit up. I feel like it's hard work. So,
yeah.
Fortunately, I had Star Trek 5-Year Mission, which is a really cool game where it's really simple. You roll dice, and we all are members of the Starship Enterprise. You choose if you want to do Next Generation or the original. And then you have to complete missions to get points to go to be successful. And if you fail 5 missions, you get recalled by the Federation for being the worst crew ever. Or the Enterprise can blow up and then you just die. But it's a very fun game.
That sounds really good.
But I'm trying to keep it with the video games. I'm going to bring the 3DS down when I work so I can get some 3DS stuff in.
Yeah, I haven't turned my 3DS on in 3 months.
It's been longer for me.
Same here.
So, I mean, there's not a lot coming out for the 3DS. Nintendo's just in such a weird place right now.
There's a really good game called Adventures of Pip that I want to play.
I really want to play Fire Emblem, whatever it's called.
The new one?
Yeah, I actually turned on my 3DS a little while back because I still haven't finished Awakening. I figure I should probably do that before the new Fire Emblem comes out.
I actually thought about going and buying Pokemon Ruby, Fire Ruby, Omega Ruby, Alpha Ruby, Omega Ruby.
Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
Because I played Alpha Sapphire, but I haven't played Omega Ruby yet.
Yeah, I need to get a Pokemon game. A good one.
True. I feel like if you've played one, you've played them all.
I don't. subscribe to Danny's negativism. So I feel like they all have their own little fun things, and I enjoy them.
I've never like owned my own Pokemon game that I could play from start to finish.
So. Yeah, Mega Red, Ruby, Sapphire, or whatever it is. That's a good place to start. The newest ones are pretty good.
Better than X and Y.
Yeah, I think as an adult, like if I was X and Y is still good. Like I enjoyed it. I played a shell game. I probably played it 4 times. But the newer ones are more challenging. So I actually like lost fights in the new one. Where yeah. It didn't really happen too much in the X Y. Really. Yeah. So what we got in the news? We got any news?
Man, we don't really have a movie for tonight, which is actually a good thing, so we can get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What all was in the news?
Well, just watched American Ultra.
Yeah, it was really good. New spin on an action flick. It was really nice.
It's a stoner action flick, right?
Yep, just like stoner indoctrination.
I saw the previews, and it just looks like Chuck if Chuck smoked a bunch of weed.
Yeah, basically. He's been activated. He's an agent.
Like, they do the activation with the words. You see that in the trailer and stuff. But there's a lot more to it as to what happened.
I like the actor. I really like one of my favorite movies the past 10 years is Adventureland. I really like that movie a lot.
Jesse Eisenberg's really good in that.
I watched like half of that movie. It gets better.
It's not I think people like, oh, this is going to be quirky, like crazy, super bad type comedy. But it's actually a drama movie. So I think it probably turns a lot of people off. And they're like, this isn't super bad. Why isn't ladies perioding on his clothes?
Yeah, I've tried watching some of the movies those guys are in, like Adventureland, Hot Rod. I never seem to think it's very funny.
Hot Rod is amazing. That's one of my loop movies.
That was another movie I got like halfway through, and I'm like, I'll come back to this later. And then I'm like, do I really need to come back to it?
Do you guys have any of those movies that you can just loop over and over in the background, just like listen to them play?
I do that with like TV shows, like sitcoms.
Hot Rod's one of those movies for me. I can just turn it on and like just hear the dialogue and pretty much laugh my ass off.
I've never seen Hot Rod.
Yeah. Oh. It's not great.
It's got, doesn't it have the guy that I hate in it?
Andy Samberg?
Yep.
It's Andy written Samberg. By him and Jorma Taccone, who is another third of the Lonely Island.
And I've only seen one movie. Well, I guess it was that 7 Days in Hell or whatever.
Yeah,
it was on HBO about the tennis. Okay.
Yeah,
it was really funny.
That was great.
It had Andy Samberg in it, but I otherwise hate Andy Samberg. Everything he's in, the fucking show he's in, the cop show, fucking horrible.
It is awesome.
It is the lowest common denominator TV sitcom bullshit comedy. It is
low hanging
fucking horrible.
Now, it is.
I would respect you more for watching the Frasier that you watch. And then that show, it is awful.
The reason I'm watching Frasier is I'm listening to Talk Salad and Scrambled Eggs with Matt Myra and Kevin Smith, where they do 2 episodes of Frasier an episode.
How's that?
It's really good. Like, the production quality is very high, so I'm watching.
What do they do?
They like Kevin Smith is a giant Frasier fan, and so is Matt Myra from The Nerdist. And so what they do is they each week they watch 2 episodes of Frasier in chronological order. Okay. Then they have a commentary podcast about those 2 episodes, because Frasier, the writers never did any form of commentary or anything whatsoever, like most shows and movies do nowadays. So they're just doing their own spin on it. So I'll watch the 2 episodes and I'll listen to the episode and do that. Because
does it make it better?
It does. And like, I've never really watched Frasier, but just looking back with all the TV I've watched over the years, it seems there's like a compendium of like all these spinoffs and close knit things like that all sort of like go together in their own sort of universe. And it's kind of neat. Like, we're looking back at that with like starting with like Cheers, and then like Frasier spun off from Cheers. And then like Wings takes place in the same universe. I was a big fan of Wings. Like, when I was a kid, that was like my day off school show. I don't know why. I just liked it.
God.
And so it's just so many of the shows like are in the same like cinematic universe. I've seen like a lot of the shows, so I figured I should just go ahead and finish off the universe by watching everything. So that's why I'm on Frasier now.
Kind of like Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, and
yep, because
maybe we should start leaving the world of movies and go to the worlds of TV shows.
Let's watch a whole season of MASH and then talk about it.
No, I think I'd want to go with Star Trek: The Next Generation. First season. It's been a long time since I saw it. So good.
I can just watch
the original Star Trek series. I watched a lot of as a kid because my dad was really into it, but I've never seen The Next Generation besides like the movies.
Serious?
Supposed to be this really good guide online that tells you which episodes to watch. Not all the episodes are worth watching.
The first season's really slow. It kind of like, I watched some of it a couple years ago because there was that weird time in Netflix history. It was about like 2011 where they were transitioning between like contracts and a bunch of stuff fell off of Netflix. There wasn't anything good to watch on it. And so I started watching Next Generation, and I had to skip the entire first season because it was really slow and boring, but it really picked up after that.
Yeah. Cool. So, Danny, how will the Taken King change Destiny levels and gear?
So I'm not going to go into any specifics.
Well, specifically, I don't know.
I read this article like 2 weeks ago.
Please go into specifics.
The great thing about it is there's like this whole meme on the internet where year one is what they're calling like when it came out last September to like this September. Mm-hmm. It's like online it's being called the year one beta test. Because they're like keeping absolutely nothing of like the old game for the most part. They're like revoicing.
Suros regime is getting upgraded.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is every gun is like a lot of the unique guns are getting what do they call year two upgrades. Like we read an article that the headline for the article was, why am I blanking on that rocket launcher? Gjallarhorn is no longer in Destiny. But what it meant was that Gjallarhorn is one of the few unique guns that isn't getting a year two version, so it's not getting upgraded at all. So it might still be a good gun, but it's not...
It doesn't hit that damage max cap, yeah. So it won't be a good gun.
Yeah.
It is so effectively trash.
That's what they're saying. So you get to keep a Gjallarhorn, it's just not going to be any good.
I'm glad I didn't buy it from Zerla.
But there's a... Like, they've like completely redone the whole UI... the way you have equipment, you have more slots for equipment now. You know how there was that option in the game to change the like color or the case of your ghost, but it was never used ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, like you can get different cases for your ghosts, and they have like different abilities. Like so, like the ones I saw were stupid. Like it would highlight. Certain materials on your screen. So if like if you were looking for to gather on Earth that
spin metal,
then you could put on your spin metal ghost HUD, and it would whenever there was a spin metal on your screen, it would like it glow okay. or something like that.
That seems actually handy, yeah. useful. Yeah, I wouldn't expect something like the ghost to dramatically change the game. So that gives it some like UI utility.
Yeah, so they're finally playing around with that, I can't really remember a whole lot else, but it's just going to be like a drastically different game with Taken. Light, you now just freaking level up to your levels. It doesn't have anything to do with light anymore. There's still light in the game, but...
So what if I'm like level 34 in a character? Will he be level 34?
Yeah, he'll be level 34 and you have to... Well, no, you're level 20. So and then they're going to have a max level cap of like level 40 or something like that. I can't remember.
Everybody's going back to level 20?
I guess. I mean, you never stopped being level 20. You are a level 20 character.
No. We both understand that. You know what we're saying. Yeah. We're saying when I turn on the game, would I be level 20 or would I be level 34 and have to go to 40?
You'd be level 20 and you'd have like 34... Yeah. Whatever worth of light.
14 levels of light.
But light no longer controls... There's no light levels anymore. I can't remember what they assigned light to do. But it's not related to your level as it was before. Mm-hmm. I wish I my phone was dead or I'd reread the article. But there is a whole bunch of changes to the game. It's going to be a totally different game with like Taken Kings to come out.
I'm excited about the Hunter's Bow skill taking over the third class.
Yeah, they all get the third class finally.
So I know the Hunter gets the Void... power. Which one was missing the
they all get the one
they all get
missing.
The one they were missing basically. Okay.
So
Warlock gets arc power.
If you had like a year one the other thing they're doing is if you had a year one account, they're going each player that had a year one account is going to get an item like mailed to them where you can use it to like fully level up a character or something like that. Wow. So I think that's like how they kind of apologize for
the big changes.
Just like, I mean, it's starting to look like it might be worth like $40 for an expansion. I don't know actually what content is going to come in it, or if you're going to need the expansion to like really play the game anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like there's still a lot. they've like gone over what the changes are, but not what really is going to be part of the expansion.
What part's going to be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So missions.
It just looks. It looks like it's going to be a big hassle if you're going to stay in Destiny.
Now, are you going to pay the $40 to play it?
I don't know.
I don't think I have the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I did I have the time, I might. I mean,
I will.
Oh, you will?
I'm going to be getting it, so.
Do you still play Destiny at all?
I don't, but that's because I finished, like, you guys did all the raids with me, and I got to my max level. I did the Prison of Elders, is like, always. I never did the 35 level, but I did the 34 a few times.
Yeah, I've still never beaten Skolas.
Got some gear, so.
I mean, if you guys actually started playing the game again, I would definitely buy it and play it again. But if it would just be me by myself, there's no way in hell I'd spend $40 to keep playing that game.
I'll be there for you, boo.
So what else we got?
Grand Tournament, Hearthstone?
Yeah, it came out today. There's a...
Yep, it's out. I have yet to play a game with any of it, but I did like crack my pack, so I'm excited to get home after this and get some deck crafting on.
Yeah, how do the expansions work in Hearthstone? So when I go home and log on, what am I going to see?
Nothing's really going to change for you. What's going to happen is there's like 123 new cards in the game, and so if you went to the shop, you can now buy the Grand Tournament packs.
And I can just immediately fold them into my existing decks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you play Arena at all, now you can. There's going to be the Grand Tournament cards in Arena, and I don't know if you've ever done Arena before, but for the longest time they were just giving away gadgets versus gnomes booster packs. Now, if you do an Arena, you have a chance to get a Grand Tournament, gadgets versus gnomes, or Classic,
depending on how well you do.
Booster pack. No, it'll just you always get a booster pack when you finish an Arena.
Yeah.
So it'll just be random among those three which ones you get.
My highest Arena wins is like 6, so I don't do too well in that.
6 is pretty average. It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. What else we got?
You remember when Gearbox bought Duke Nukem?
Yeah.
And then 3D Realms tried to sue them, even though they bought it. I don't know, it was weird.
And there was like another game that had a Duke Nukem like turret in it or something like that.
Yeah,
like
what
Duke
was that?
With a mini. Well, isn't that like the
Interceptor. Interceptor. Yeah. So they finally worked all that in court, out in court, and Gearbox owns the rights to all the Duke Nukem shit.
That's good.
You think they'll make another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be pretty good. Yeah. They just picked up what 3D Realms have been fucking around on for years before. They didn't really do much to it.
So. I remember that game came out. It was like $40 brand new. And then like a week and a half later, it was $9 at GameStop for Duke Nukem Forever.
Yep. I have yet to play it.
I haven't played it.
I haven't played it either.
I keep chasing this Final Fantasy VII remake story. Because I was not the only one that was a little scared when the guys, like, there's not going to be any active combat. And then, so they had to do, like, they did, like, another follow-up interview with that guy, and he's like, a lot of people are speculating we're going to make it into, like, a shooter or something. That's not what we're doing. But then he didn't explain what they're doing, so it's like, ah, god damn it.
He's like, that's not it, but I'm not telling you what it is.
I'm not telling you what it is. We're definitely changing something, but it'll be recognizable. And I'm like, well, if you change something, I want to know what the hell you're changing yet. So, just more obfuscation on the Final Fantasy VII front. They do have a listed release date of late 2015, early 2016. It is Square Enix, though. They just push shit back all the time.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it won't. I doubt it'll be this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want anyone to shit on anybody's like E3 for parade, but it would not surprise me one bit if this game never comes out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. There's a lot of hype for it right now, though.
I don't know. The people would be really pissed off if they didn't.
Oh, of course. It'd be like The Last Guardians all over again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't.
Since we are in a Cincinnati business, are you allowed to e-cig in here?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
First of all, we're not open, so you can do whatever the fuck you want in here.
Yeah.
If he wants Cincinnati to suck on a robot's penis, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
And actually, I think you can vape in places. Can you not?
Vape jizz from a robot.
Can a robot even have a penis? Boston police arrested two armed Pokemon players at the Pokemon World Championship today.
What happened now?
A bunch of dudes posted on their Facebook that they were going to go to the Pokemon.
They actually like got in their hotel room. They had an assault rifle and a shotgun.
In their trunk, I think it was. They had like an assault rifle and like hundreds of rounds of ammo and a shotgun, like he said.
Was this like the video game Pokemon World Championship?
Card game? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, something seems like something crazy.
They're actually both at the same time.
Oh, they're both at the same time.
Wasn't last year the one where the dude like shit across the hall?
What?
Yeah, I remember.
Why have we not talked about it?
We did talk about the hall. We totally talked about it.
I don't think I was on that one.
Just shitting, dragging his ass across the carpet.
It was something crazy like that.
Like a dog with his ass on the carpet?
Yeah.
Like, I think he, like, literally, like, shit across the hall and shit on people. Like,
good God.
Just shit. I'm going to have to hit Google on this one. Like, but anyway.
It was something crazy like
that. I'm really glad that. I mean, anytime like a mass shooting gets averted is a good thing, but
yeah.
I've always wondered how long it's going to take until like these kind of things break into, I don't know, like nerd culture, because nerd, like things like Comic-Con, like where there's thousands of people, like sporting events and like public transit and stuff gets targeted all the time. But I've always in the back of my mind was like, you know, how long before like, you know, somebody at San Diego Comic-Con shows up with a bomb? Because there's the security at those events fucking suck. Like, you could do whatever you wanted at Gen Con. You could wear a vest full of explosives into that place. But thankfully, I think, like, so far up to date, like, nerd culture has been pretty unaffected by that stuff. And it's like...
So I forgot to mention
that. Finally, somebody's salty enough to take it to the video gaming.
I forgot to mention it, but when I was going to the Dota 2 tournament, anytime we entered the key arena, we had to take all of our backpacks off and they searched them. So it was like really weird for me because I was like, it's just a video game tournament. Uh-huh. I mean, Gen Con, you just kind of walk in. You have a badge around your neck and they just let you in.
It's a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
It would just be like horror, because if it was like something like Gen Con or San Diego Comic Con, there's not security or anything. It's just like people with yellow shirts on. It'd just be horrible.
I'm looking over Matt's shoulder, and there's definitely a story about a Pokemon team getting kicked out of the World Championship for throwing shit in a hotel.
Yeah, it was in UK, the UK one in 2012.
Okay. My goodness.
Hey, why don't you post that to our Facebook so I can read that later? Yeah, Pikachu, shit attack.
I think that was like one of the first stories we talked about like on this podcast.
Maybe I was drunk.
I don't know.
Use nasty plot.
So apparently in China, they're hiring women to be like cheerleaders for computer programmers.
And they're actually, the last picture they have is actually one of the commenters said it's like a Taiwanese like pornography.
What I was about to say before you brought that up, and this isn't because I am a male gamer, but it's because it's China. So what I was going to say is, are they cheerleaders or prostitutes?
Yeah.
It's not because cheerleaders are prostitutes, because it's fucking China.
I don't know, man.
I don't think they have sex with the clientele. That's not what the article seems to imply, but they might have sex with
There's like a whole other class of prostitute in Japan anyway, where like they don't have sex, they just like
go out. Oh, I was about to bring that up. Like, if we're going to go deep into the weird things women do in Asia, like Japanese have like rent-a-girlfriends, where you just... There's a service where you can find, like, pick a girl from a lineup and just take her out on a date, and you pay for everything, and then she leaves at the end.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yet again, it's because it's Asia. You don't bang these girls.
No.
Non-consummated.
But is there the same service where you could just have sex with them?
Yeah.
Okay. Not because I'm... Because it's Asia.
They have regular prostitutes just like anybody else. But sometimes you just want to have a nice conversation, take a girl out.
Just like go to a bar,
and it's like $55 an hour.
I would be like, what's your 30-minute date that evidently does not involve sex?
I like read an article about them because I knew it was going to come up if we talked about this, and it's like
Danny's like, I've been to Asia several times, and I only look this up because
I've been to Asia several times to visit my ex-girlfriend. So clearly,
or to rent a girlfriend, like, rent a girlfriend.
As long as I'm here, why don't I just rent a girl for a couple hours?
Fair. Okay. Anyway, go on. I interrupted his story.
I just wanted to check on what the rates were. It's like $55 for an hour-long date. And apparently they have some sort of special offer where if you request the same girl several times, you can eventually get a free date with her after she confesses her love to you. That's quotation marks I just did. It was really weird.
That is like a weird, like, real-life video game. It's like the creepy sex video games but in real life.
Like dating sims.
Yeah. So, apparently, August 30th, the Nintendo 2DS is going to go from, like, $130 to $99.
And no one will still buy it.
The price it should have been at when it came out.
Correct.
Which I think we talked about that. This was $99. This would have been a home run.
Yep.
Womp, womp, womp.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is out for reviewers only right now, and it's getting like really good reviews, like 10s and 9.5s, well, like, pretty much across the board.
I mean, would you review that game badly? Did you remember what they did to Kojima?
Is your boy Klepek playing it? You're looking forward to see what he says?
I mean, I saw the video where you could take a horse and have it shit on the road and then have a jeep slide through the shit.
And then you just hook it up to a weather balloon and it flies up in the sky.
Yeah.
Like that episode of Gotham.
Yeah, apparently you can steal all kinds of shit for your base, like sheep and dogs.
Just with weather balloons?
Yeah.
I remember one time in my life when Japan was the Valhalla of video games, and I just could not wait.
I can't wait for that game. I really want to play it.
I'm just calling it Western superiority in the video game industry has happened. It is upon us. We have eclipsed the East.
I don't know.
Whatever, Fallout, Battlefront, or a Final Fantasy remake that might come out one day.
Yeah, I don't know. Nintendo has filed a patent on a discless game system, which may or may not be related to the Nintendo NX.
Sounds like a Steam box.
It's probably, they're doing all those mobile games. I'm sure
it's a 3DS that you just have to use their store to buy all the games on.
Ooh, like the, what was the?
The PSP Go.
Yeah, like the PSP Go.
Apparently there's speculation that Hearthstone is going to have a co-op mode and the next for the 3.0 patch.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be a tavern bro.
The reason there's speculation, like, there's like data miners that just pull all the shit they can out of these patches. I mean, you guys played Marvel Puzzle Quest. If you've ever been on the forums, they know about characters like 4 months ahead of time and shit. And they're always like talking about them. But so data miners pulled out. There's just two or three little soundbite files in the new patch where it's just like, congratulations, you defeated them together. Or like, here comes bloody blob, fight him as a team or something like that. So it's pretty clear that somewhere along, like at least they intend to have like some sort of 2-on-1 battle. Like people, like
it'll be a tavern brawl because it's scripted as a story.
Yeah,
so it'll be.
It seems like a story event. So it either if they had like a story expansion, like there's they just put those sound files in. There's no telling when they're actually going to use them. So it could be like next week. It could be like months from now.
The Xbox One exec, Kudo Tsunoda, said this week that the Xbox One has a lot more going on than the PlayStation 4.
I would agree. I'm biased, but
I cited features like backwards compatibility and cross-play and cross-buy with PC.
Until Dawn is about to come out on PS4, though.
Yeah, that actually looks pretty good. I don't know. It looks a little bit more like Heavy Rain than I'm comfortable with.
It isn't by the same people as Heavy Rain.
Is it? I didn't even know that. That's, I don't know.
I actually did not get a chance to do the cross-platform with my PC. I did upgrade to Windows 10 and immediately destroyed my computer. It worked for about a day, so it wasn't immediate. But after about a day, it would go in 20-minute intervals, and it would crash, and then it would restart. And then those 20-minute intervals got down to 10 minutes and then to 5 minutes. And now it's every time I turn it on, it's stuck in a loop where it just crashes and restarts and crashes. I let it go for a whole day, just crashing and restarting itself. Like, maybe one day it'll I can get in there. So I think the only way to save my computer is just to totally reformat it at this point.
That sucks.
Yep.
We'll try reformatting it and then reinstalling it and see if that works.
Yeah, I mean, I went from Windows 7 to Windows 10, but I only did that because Windows 10 told me that it was, you know, everything was good to go. Yeah.
Like, I haven't had any issues about with it.
My brother went from Windows 8.1 to Windows 10 and had the same problem. His computer refused to, like, start back up. Apparently, he restarted it enough times or something that eventually gave him some sort of screen that asked him if he'd, like to revert to a previous version of Windows.
Okay, that would be great.
That's the only way that he got out of that loop. I don't know.
I think what had happened is that, like, since I was at Windows 7 to Windows 10, I think I needed, because I have AMD chipset and a graphics card, and it didn't immediately dawn on me to update my drivers, so I think my drivers are out of date and it's fucked it up. I need it to be on for, like, because I got on to where I could start downloading the drivers and I got 30% into downloading the drivers and it crashed and now it's stuck in that loop.
Yeah, it's really, really bad time to, I mean, I'm sure if you had, it's just bought a computer that had Windows 10 installed on it, worked just fine. But, like, upgrading within, like, a couple of weeks of an operating system coming out is usually a bad idea.
I got a new laptop for the store because that's what I run the, like, point-of-sale system off of. And it has Windows 8, and it's got the stickers all over it, like, upgrade to Windows 10. I'm like, ha! No. I wish it actually had Windows 7. That would be
fool me once. Shame on you.
So that Resident Evil 2 fan remake project we were talking about last week got canceled because of Capcom, just like you said. Like, I think you said something about that.
I was talking about someone made, like, a Final Fantasy VII beat 'em up fan project, and Square Enix is eventually going to send them a cease and desist. I don't think I was talking about Resident Evil 2 at all.
Oh, well, happened to them too.
The Resident Evil 2 remake is canceled.
Yep. Well, it was a fan remake.
It was a fan remake.
Oh, okay.
So Capcom sent them a cease and desist.
Capcom is like, maybe just let us do that from now on.
I thought it was an official remake. That sucks.
So did I.
But besides 4, I think Resident Evil 2 is the best one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is my first one I played. I thought it was great.
Though the GameCube remake of Resident Evil 1 is also very good. Anyway, what else we got?
The last one is the Superman versus Batman versus Superman movie got pushed forward a year, like not a year, pushed to next year. It was supposed to come out.
Wow.
It was supposed to come out
March 25th, right?
Yeah. So it got, what happened is it got pushed. It was supposed to come out in 2015, but they didn't want to compete with Age of Ultron. So they pushed it back to summer 2016 into May. And then Marvel announced that Civil War was going to come out on the same weekend. So they pushed it back forward till March of 2016.
Like, there's not going to be a Marvel movie coming out around that.
Yeah. Which I just find it hilarious. And just reading the article, I was actually really excited about the movie when I saw the actual trailer. I'm like, wow, this trailer looks legit. Like, it could be a good movie. But listening to the studio executive that they interviewed for that article made it sound horrible. They're like, yeah, the first time we did it, you know, she's like, I've seen the movie so many times now. I'm like, shit, it's a year away. And you're like screening full cuts of the movie. Anyway, she's like, you know, we pushed it back so we could retool the movie because we saw it and we felt that we could do it better, which is a bad sign. And they're like, and now, you know, we got to push it forward a little bit because Civil War, but we also, like, I've seen the movie so many times now that I think we're really about to nail it. I'm like, holy shit, what are you guys doing to that movie? It must suck.
They're like, God fucking damn it, Marvel, stop making movies.
I mean,
we can't compete with you guys.
It's their fault. Look what Marvel did. They took, like, Joss Whedon, who's been in the television industry, and they know he's, like, a strong writer. He's a strong character-driven, you know, creator. So, like, we'll take him, and we'll give him these, like, fast character movies. You know, he's a fanboy, blah, blah. Zack Snyder has put out nothing but shit. Every single movie he's done is shit. So why would you think that the movie that he's going to do now is not shit? Watchmen was shit. 300 was shit. Man of Steel was shit. Like, he's never, nobody, there's no fucking Tumblr blogs masturbating with, like, girls masturbating to pictures of Zack Snyder. But Joss Whedon, it's everywhere. Like, he's just a good creator and writer.
I never understood that choice to go with Zack Snyder. I mean, no. Superman kind of bombed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like, why would you be like, oh, you produced a shitty movie here, let's hand you another shitty movie.
Contract, man. When they signed him for fucking Superman, they signed him for 3 movies.
Well, then, I don't know, put him on a shitty lesser movie. Like, why put him on a tentpole project? Doesn't make any sense.
No. Nope, nope.
That's bullshit.
They'll regret it. He's just, he's not even, like, and the one thing that, like, somebody like Joss Whedon as a director is also a writer. Like, James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy, he's also a writer. Like, they're, Marvel is really good because they're pulling in people that, that write, so they know how to tell stories, you know, just not visually. Zack Snyder done some commercials and shit.
Yeah. I'm really not a fan of Zack Snyder at all. Mm-hmm. Like, 300 was, it was all right, but everything else sucks.
Well, yes, you can't see that, but I was mimicking masturbating and then ejaculating into the air.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of 300 or any Zack Snyder. Fucking Watchmen. I mean, I'm just burned by Watchmen because that was...
I love that comic, yeah.
It's such a bad movie. It's
been a long time since I've seen that.
I was okay with the movie up until the point where they started Hallelujah. I'm like, seriously, the most like cliche fucking song of all time. Like, that's overused.
That was a fucking Shrek, for God's sake.
Yeah. You're gonna put that in a fucking Watchmen? You fucking hack.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Sorry.
Nothing to move on to. That's it. That's our podcast.
We'll have a more we'll have our shit together next time. Yeah. Listeners.
Action packed.
Yeah.
We got a movie for next week.
And we had a lot of stuff going on.
Maybe we should pick a movie.
Shit, what movie were we talking about? Danny just said he'd never saw.
I don't know, I've never seen it.
Oh shit, what were we talking about?
300?
No, at the beginning of the podcast.
The very beginning of the podcast.
I guess we'll have to go. Paying attention. Yeah, we...
Shit, will somebody listen to it and then email it to us really quickly sometime this week so we can watch it?
I'll have to listen to it. So
how did they contact us, Matt?
You can
Cabin Boy.
Really, you want to do Cabin Boy?
Yeah, I want to make Danny watch Cabin Boy.
Can we watch? Is that like streaming anywhere? I know it used to be on Netflix like a long time ago.
I doubt it. I strongly, strongly doubt it.
Oh, well.
It's Cabin Boy, though. It's a great movie.
I remember hating that fucking movie, and that was when I loved Chris Elliott.
Yeah,
you hate it. The movie is great.
I mean, I was like 12. I loved Get a Life. I wasn't 12. I must have been like 15.
Well,
16.
It might not be on Netflix, but for $2.99, it's on Google Play and YouTube.
Okay, I'll do that then.
All right. Oh, it's such a good movie.
All right, so
it's got 4.5 stars on IMDb on the app. It only goes to 5 stars.
I think this will be like the first comedy we've done since Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Which is like so long, it's not even on our list of episodes to download anymore. All right, well, you can contact us at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com. Please send us an email, we'll read it out loud.
Yeah.
Or fun of you.
Come in to Arkham House Games and check us out some night.
You want to give the
address? Yeah, we're on 1609 Madison Road.
Lane.
It's on Madison Road.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we went to the
I went to Avenue.
Yeah. We podcast on Mondays, so if you come in a little bit early around 9, you might be able to check us out, but we'll kick you out when we start podcasting, because that is obviously way too distracting with people around. But yeah, come down and see us.
Yep.
Buy some fucking games.
All right, thanks everybody. Bye.
Bye. Good night.